The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hello and welcome as we lift up Jesus with Pastor Dudley Rutherford. I'm Kyle Welch. In the challenging times we live in today, we believe that God's holy word is the single most important source to all the answers we need and are searching for. Jesus tells us in Matthew 7:24 that anyone who hears his words and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on solid rock. It is our hope with this program to help you grow in your daily walk with Jesus Christ. Lift Up Jesus is part of an outreach ministry from Shepherd Church in Los Angeles, California. Our pastor is Dudley Rutherford, and we join him right now with his message for us today.
Today I want to lay the groundwork in a practical sense. And I want to speak to you on the subject of faith over fear. Faith over fear. Most of us here today have heard or know the story of David and Goliath. And the reason is that every child growing up in church, if you've ever been to Sunday school, if you ever went to vacation Bible school, if you ever went to church camp, you were told the story of David and Goliath. I wonder, as I was thinking this week and working on this message, how many people here, since we have so many new people, how many people, in fact, last service we baptized a Muslim woman, last service. And she went to USC, so she really needed to be baptized. But I wondered if she'd ever read through the story. She'd heard of it. I wonder if she's ever read it. And so that's why I want you to have your Bibles. We're going to read most of this. Now, one day, those of us who put our faith and trust in Jesus as Lord, one day we're going to go to heaven. And there's always people who ask, well, what are we going to do when we get up there? Well, there's going to be a zillion things to do. God has all that worked out. But one of the things that I hope we get to do is to go back and to review and to experience the stories that we read in the Bible. Not in 2D or 3D, but in something like 7D or 8D or 9D. In other words, you're not just going to get to watch it, but you're actually going to get to, like, be there and to relive it and to experience what they experienced. Imagine seeing the story of David and Goliath as it happened that day. Well, I want to look today at this famous story through the lens of four different key role players. In your notes, in your outline, the first major player is played by Saul. Everybody say Saul. Now, Saul had what we call, write this down, fearful faith. Might have had some faith, but he was fearful. Now, who's Saul? Saul is the first king of Israel's history. He was anointed by a man named Samuel. Israel, up to that point, had been ruled by judges. So Saul, in this story, and it's important that you know this, he's the first king of Israel. Now, take your Bibles, look at chapter 17, and what we read in the very first verse is that the Philistines had gathered, they were the enemies of God, they had gathered their forces for war and had assembled to go up against Israel. So verse 2, this is 1 Samuel 17, Saul, everybody say Saul again, and the Israelites had assembled and camped at a valley of Elah, and they drew up their battle line to meet the Philistines. Verse 3, the Philistines occupied one hill and the Israelites another with a valley in between them. This is good for us because we live in the San Fernando Valley. So you can picture on one set of hills, you have the Israelites. Then you have the valley. Then on the other set of the valley and those hills were the Philistines. Verse 4, a champion, everybody say champion, named Goliath, who was from Gath. He came out of the Philistine camp, and the Bible says that he was over 9 feet tall. Now, I'm 6'5". I can touch 8 feet. So the top of my finger, there's 8 feet. Go another foot taller, that's 9 feet. And the Bible says Goliath was taller than that. So with that in mind, verse 5, he had a bronze helmet on his head. He wore a coat of scale armor of bronze, weighing 5,000 shekels. On his legs, he wore bronze greaves, and a bronze javelin was slung on his back. His spear shaft was like a weaver's rod. Its iron point weighed 600 shekels. His shield bearer went ahead of him. Verse 8, Goliath stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, "Why do you come out and line up for battle, you bunch of peep squeaks? Am I not a Philistine? And are you not the servants of Saul? Choose one man. Have him come down to fight me, mano a mano. If he's able to fight and kill me, we, the Philistines, will become your subjects. But if I overcome him and I kill him, then all of you Israelites are going to become our subjects and serve us." Now, this is my opinion. You don't have to agree. But I wish they would do this over in Ukraine. Because right now, they're dropping bombs and literally hundreds of thousands of people are being killed while we're sitting here. And what they need to do is they need to get Putin and Zelensky and put them in a cage. And just let those two guys fight it out. And if Putin wins, then all of Ukraine becomes subjects to Russia. But if Zelensky wins, then all the Russians come under the authority of the Ukrainians. Now, how many of you think that would be a great idea? Now, that's not going to happen. But what if it did happen? Well, it would save hundreds of thousands of people from dying. So that's kind of what's going on here. You've got this giant named Goliath who comes out of the Philistine camp, and he's saying, instead of us fighting and thousands of men dying here in the valley, let's just get one guy, and whoever wins, hey, that's the way it goes. So that's what's going on here. How many of you tracking with me? Now, verse 10. Then the Philistine said, "This day I defy the ranks of Israel. Give me a man, and let us fight each other." And on hearing the Philistine's words, Saul and all the Israelites were dismayed and what? Terrified. Now, we all have different kinds of fears. How many of you here today have the fear of snakes? Because we have some. Bring the snakes out here. No. How many of you have a fear of spiders? It's legit. It can be this tiny. Ah! How many of you have fear of long sermons? You don't like long sermons? How many of you know there's a legit fear called the fear of public speaking? And they say that more people have fear of public speaking than they do of dying. Jerry Seinfeld said that if they had to go to a funeral, they'd rather be the guy in the casket than the guy giving the eulogy. Saul and the Israelites were terrified, not of snakes or spiders, but of a giant by the name of Goliath. They were terrified of his size, terrified of his armor, terrified of his spear, terrified of his threats, terrified of his proposition to send one man. Let's fight. Whoever wins, wins. Which according to the text in verse 16, the Bible says that for 40 days, every single morning and every single evening for 40 days, Goliath came out and made his challenge. Now let's go back to King Saul. If anyone should have fought Goliath, it should have been Saul. Why? Well, because he's the king of Israel. He had some knowledge of God. He's there representing God. He understands God's abilities. We also know, according to 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 2, the Bible says that Saul was an impressive Young man. What that means is that he was good looking. He's good looking. He was a mixture of Brad Pitt and Tim Winters, just kind of a mixture. And he was young. And notice what the Bible says. He was without equal in all of Israel. And he was a head taller than all the other Israelites, which means if anyone was going to fight the tallest Philistine, it should have been Saul, the tallest Israelite. But even though he was young, even though he was good looking and tall and he was king, Saul had fearful faith. Write this down. He had zero courage. He was a scaredy cat. We know this because in verse 25, instead of fighting Goliath, the king said that he would give great wealth. I'm not going to do it, but I'll give great wealth to anyone who kills Goliath. He also said, I'll give you my daughter in marriage. And I bet if he was good looking, I bet she was good looking. And he said, I will exempt your father's family from ever paying taxes in Israel. I can just picture every father in Israel going to their son saying, son, you got to get to 24-hour fitness. You got to get some weight on you, lift some weight, son, and go fight that guy. He's not as big as he looks. Because if you can defeat him, I don't have to pay taxes ever again, and you get to marry his daughter. Saul is throwing out all these incentives so he wouldn't have to fight because he has fearful faith and zero courage. Our second role player in this story are the Israelites themselves. Write this down. They had misplaced faith. They too, like Saul, were terrified. Verse 11 says, if you read it, it says that Saul and all the Israelites were dismayed and terrified. Now those two words, dismayed and terrified, in English don't translate well to what the actual text says. The word dismayed means that their limbs were shaking. Old Goliath just came down the valley and they just started shaking. You know what the word terrified means in the original language? That means they were so sick to their stomach they had to go to the bathroom. It's a word that means their bowels turned to water, if you know what I'm saying. This to me, if you study the story, is one of the spiritual tragedies of this story. There's a battle going on between the people of God, the Israelites, and the enemies of God, the Philistines. And down in the valley, there's a real war, a real battle, real threats. And Israel, God's people, are literally scared half to death. Why? Why are they so fearful? Why are they so afraid? Why are they shaking? Why are their stomachs churning? There are three things that were happening here. All three were tragedies. Number one, they had forgotten the promises of God. Because over and over and over and over again, too many to count, God had promised to deliver the Israelites, to provide for the Israelites, to protect the Israelites, to be their God, and for them to settle in the land. And one little battle comes up, and they forget all about the promises of God. The second tragedy, they had forgotten all the times that God had already delivered them. They forgot how God had delivered them from Egypt. They forgot how God had delivered them from slavery. They forgot how God had delivered them from Pharaoh. They forgot how God had provided for them in the desert. They forgot how God parted the Red Sea. They forgot how God helped them defeat Jericho. And 1,000 other times where God just showed up miraculously. They just forgot about all that. But the third tragedy, which hurts to think about, is that for 40 days they did nothing, which explains what happened to many of us during COVID. We forgot the promises of God. We forgot all the times that God had delivered us, and we became paralyzed by fear. We stopped being people of faith, and we became people who were fearful. Look at verse 24. It says that when the Israelites saw the man, that's Goliath, They just saw, he's bigger than most men, but he's just a man. When they saw the man, they all ran from him in great fear. I want you to think about this. When the giant presented itself, God's people started focusing on the size of the problem rather than the size of their God. And all of this points to an even a greater issue if you stay with me. Instead of them having great courage, write this down. The Israelites had what's called short-sighted courage. And you wouldn't know what this means unless you understand the backstory. Because originally, God didn't even want them to have a king to rule them. He wanted to be their king. The Israelites had come and said to God, God, we want a king. Like all other nations have a king. God, why can't we have a king? And God said, I am your king. I will speak to you through the prophets and through the judges. And the people said, yeah, whatever. We want a king. So the Lord said, okay, I'll give you a king. But I'm going to tell you this. It's not going to turn out well for you. And here we are. The Israelites had put their faith in a man named Saul. The Israelites trusted in a king, in a sense, a political leader, a government, so to speak. And as we see here, they would have been far better off had they just trusted in God to begin with. So here's the worst part. As the battle's going on, Israelites on one side, the Philistines on the other, and here in the valley, the people of God are doing nothing except sitting up there on that hill. Because they don't want to go down in the valley where the fighting's taking place. And you know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of the church today. Because right now there's a battle that's being fought in our culture today. There's a war going on in our school systems. There's a war going on in our neighborhoods. There's a war going on in our homes and our families and our marriages. And the enemy's threatening. The enemy's trying to defeat us. And the enemy's fully armed. And God's people are sitting on the sidelines, not engaged. Just happy to be sitting up there on the hill. Oh, we're going to show up for the free stuff. We'll be here for the fireworks. And we'll be here until someone offends me. But we'd rather just huddle together and sing kumbaya than to roll up our sleeves and go down that valley where the battle's being fought. The battle's not in this room here today. The real battle is out here in the valley. And as we shared last week, if you were here last week, you better power up and wise up and armor up and study up and pray up. And today you better join up with the army of God and get involved in what's going on in our world. The third major player in our story is Goliath, the giant, the man who had no faith. You say, how do you know how he had no faith? Well, because he was the enemy of God. And I want you to write this down. This is what we'll call egotistical courage. You might not have heard of that phrase, but he had egotistical courage. You say, what's that? Well, he was trusting in his own strength, trusting in his own power. He didn't need God, right? He's a perfect example of someone here today who says, hey, I'm wealthy. I got money. I got this. I don't need God. I got money. He's a perfect example of someone who says, hey, I'm popular. I got this. I don't need God. I'm healthy. I'm healthy, I'm strong, I'm sharp, I got this. I don't need God. The problem is your ego doesn't allow you to see that life at its very, very best is but a vapor. And in a flash, the Bible says, in a twinkling of an eye, there's a God that can take away your wealth, he can take away your health, he can take away your pride, he can take away your strength like that.
We hope you were blessed by our program today. If you are in need of prayer, we invite you to call us
at our toll-free number, 888-818-4777. Our Lift Up Jesus phone counselors are ready for any prayer requests you may have at this time. You can also contact us right now if you'd like to receive a copy of today's message on either CD or DVD. Our number again is 888-818-4777. For more information about Pastor Dudley Rutherford, Shepherd Church, or this ministry, be sure to visit our website, liftupjesus.com. Our website again is liftupjesus.com. It's a blessing for us to bring this program to you every week. We exist only by our faithful partners who support us through their prayers and financial gifts. If Pastor Dudley's message has been a blessing to you, we would like to encourage you to consider joining in partnership with us so we can continue to be here to bless others with this important ministry. Your gifts, whether large or small, are greatly appreciated and go directly to help keep us on the air. You can find out more about supporting us by calling our toll-free number, 888-818-4777. That number again is 888-818-4777. You can also support us by going to our website, liftupjesus.com/reach. That address again is liftupjesus.com/reach. We know as Christians, our relationship with Jesus is a daily commitment and not just something we do on the weekends. We believe we have the perfect gift today to help you maintain your daily connection to our Lord for the coming year. Romancing Royalty is a daily devotional book designed to draw you closer to King Jesus with 365 inspirational stories, scriptures, prayers, study questions, and even a place to journal. There are more than 100 contributors to this book, including Greg Laurie, the late John Wooden, Tony Campolo, Jack Hayford, Raul Ries, and Jim Garlow, just to name a few. We know this daily devotional will be a blessing to you. It also makes the perfect holiday gift for a friend or loved one. Pastor Dudley's top-selling daily devotional, Romancing Royalty, is available right now for a gift of any size to the Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Romancing Royalty can be yours by calling our toll-free number, 888-818-4777. Our number again is 888-818-4777. You can also order Romancing Royalty directly from our website, liftupjesus.com. That address again is liftupjesus.com. We know there are many daily devotionals available today, but none come close to the level of insightful contributors to this book. It's our most popular seller this time of year. So we invite you to call and get your copy of Pastor Dudley's daily devotional, Romancing Royalty, today.
We live in the most distracted culture in the history of the world. We see about 10,000 messages every day. We even touch our phones about 2,000 times a day. We're literally being overwhelmed with information. That's why there's no better time than right now for Dudley Rutherford's remarkable new book, One Thing. Rediscover a simpler faith in our complicated world. In this timely book, Pastor Dudley invites you to open your Bible and look closely at seven key passages of Scripture where you'll find the beautifully uncomplicated phrase, one thing. These scriptures will quiet all the noise that you're hearing and call you back to a simpler faith. Dudley Rutherford has discovered the secret of how to focus our lives on the one thing that matters. What if you could find that simplicity? It's waiting out there. And this is your roadmap to freedom. Contact Lift Up Jesus today and get your copy of One Thing, the book that could finally change everything. If you've experienced a pregnancy or neonatal loss that has you feeling hopeless, angry, or confused, you are not alone. Losing a baby leaves behind a pain that is often hard for others to understand. That's why we want you to know about In Loving Arms. In Loving Arms is a 6-week support group that helps hurting moms and dads come together to find comfort and healing. You'll explore tough questions and hear testimonies from those who have found healing after their loss. You'll hear from other moms and dads just like you as they share honestly and candidly about their own experience of loss. Together with others who understand exactly what you're going through, you can begin to heal and you won't be alone. To learn more, visit jakesjourney.org or simply call Shepherd Church at 818-831-9333 and we'll guide you from there. That's jakesjourney.org or call us at 818-831-9333 to learn more.
I'm Kyle Welch, inviting you to join us again next week at this same time as we lift up Jesus with Pastor Dudley.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.